You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Very good morning to you this Saturday. It's time for the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. And live on location in Houma, your hosts, Casey Justclair and Stan Gravois.
Thank you very much, Joey D. We are live here at Southland Field. It is the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Justclair and Stan, we've got a fun 2 hours coming your way live from the TGMC Community Sports Institute All-Star Game. In, heck, about 3 hours or so, we're going to have the Lafourche All-Stars taking on the Terrebonne All-Stars in what's going to be a wonderful nine-inning baseball game. And throughout the show, we've got some of the decision-makers who are going to be in each dugout throughout the show. In 15 minutes, we're going to have Covenant Christian Academy coach Joe Tuton on to talk about this All-Star game and his season. At 11:30, we have Jamie Delahousse with the Ellender Memorial Patriots. 11:45, Corey Sullivan with HL Bourgeois. Then at the top of the hour, David Constall of E.D. White will be in here to join us and talk about his wonderful season his team had. 12:15, Chandler Guitros, talk about Tarpon baseball. And then 12:30, Simon Bado with Central Lafourche will talk about his team and the season that they had. But, Stan, it's been what feels like a couple of weeks now. You and I have been talking about this ball game and breaking down the rosters and doing all that good stuff. And we have been wishing for good weather. Knock on whatever this is here. As it's holding out so far. It's nice breeze, a little bit of sun peeking through the clouds. It looks like we made it to game day okay.
Yeah, it's one of those days where the cloud cover is nice. It's welcomed, yeah. You know, because it cools things off just a little bit. But it's also a little scary because you do realize there's always a chance for a few drops. But I don't think we'll get anything heavy today. For whatever reason, the baseball gods have been good to us year after year. And we usually don't have to worry about the weather. I'm going to hope that holds true again today as to this point, it looks really nice. And, man, thanks so much to you and to Jerry, obviously, Truck, for being here and doing this. I think it's a great way for these kids to end their high school careers. Consider this. Vanderbilt Catholic and Covenant Christian Academy graduated this morning. The kids on those teams cared enough about this ball game that they're graduating this morning, coming playing this game today at 2 o'clock.
Isn't that something?
And then they're going to have the meal, the traditional meal with the parents maybe after graduation tonight. So we appreciate that. Actually, there's one young man from CCA who actually played in the state last night, the Louisiana Baseball Coaches Association game, and he wanted to come back for this because they actually play a second game today. So we're very fortunate. We're glad that it's kind of started to roll the way it has over the years.
So congratulations to those graduates of Vanderbilt Catholic and CCA who walked across that big stage, got their diploma today, and now they'll be playing a little baseball. I couldn't think of a better way to ring in my graduation day than spending a little time with the boys out on the diamond. Now, I was breaking this down a little bit this morning. This has been a very competitive series between Lafourche and Terrebonne. This game has had different variations, so there have been some 5A versus 4A. There have been some Lafourche and Terrebonne and St. Mary mixed in there. But in the matchups that have been Lafourche versus Terrebonne, it's Terrebonne 4, Lafourche 3 with a tie mixed in between. So in 8 ball games, we've had nothing but some close competitive games. Last year, Terrebonne put it on them 11-0. I'm sure Lafourche is going to be hungry for a little revenge.
It got away, and I got to tell you, there's one guy who was primarily the person that happened the way it did, and that was Brock Theriault. Brock Theriault got on the mound and just kind of shut down the Lafourche team to start off the game, and Terrebonne picked up a few runs, and it was just a matter of them kind of rolling from there. But besides that game last year, we've not had any runaways like that. It's always been close, and it's gone back and forth, and it's just a matter of what kind of cycle a seniors class has in each of the parishes. And very fortunate that it has been competitive, because we wouldn't want to come out here and every year it'd be a runaway, so to speak. It's been very good, and we hope it's like that again today.
And to speak on what you were just talking about, 2015, Lafourche and Terrebonne were so evenly matched that they tied after a 10-inning ball game, 3 apiece.
Yeah, the golden rule is that we play 9. So, and for a lot of people out there who are thinking, why are you playing 9? High school baseball plays 7. We play 9 primarily to get more kids in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an all-star game. It's an exhibition. We do that. I do feel kind of bad for you, Casey, because I know doing play-by-play today, you're going to see a bunch of, say, number twos come up for the Terrebonne Parish team. So you're going to have to determine by their helmet that they're wearing what school they're from. But nonetheless, basically it all boils down to having a lot of fun. So we went 9, and we actually didn't have a bylaw that first year when it ended in a tie. So we made it during the game. One more inning. If it's still a tie, it's still a tie. Now, interestingly enough, you know, girls softball always had that international rule where you put a runner at second base. In the future, that's something I think we'll look at, yeah, where maybe, you know, at least in that 10th inning, we'll throw a runner out there at second base and with nobody out, and usually that breaks the tie really quick. And I understand that there's talk about doing that in baseball now, too.
So currently doing it in minor league baseball.
That's right. So it's something that may be on the books for the future.
2016, Terrebonne defeated Lafourche 5-3 in a 9-inning ball game. And 2017, Lafourche answered that with a 13-10 win in a shootout, which set up Terrebonne's win last year. So you were mentioning a couple of weeks ago, is that sort of a pattern here? Terrebonne, then Lafourche, then Terrebonne. And that would lean towards Lafourche, who's the home team today, and maybe being their turn. We'll see if the pattern continues.
The other pattern is usually when you have a guy who was really, really strong on the mound. Now, I mentioned Brock Terrio. He kind of broke that mold last year, but usually a guy who was really, really strong all year long, this layoff they've had since their last high school game to now doesn't equate on the mound so much. And we'd have pitchers such as, and you know, I'm not trying to down these kids mm-hmm. in any kind of way, but Cam Sanders got up there, and Edie White had been off for like 2.5 weeks, and he took a little time off. And he was a little rusty on the mound. So that's unfortunate in a lot of cases where you get a few walks early on. And then everybody starts to kind of settle in a groove. Now, we're very fortunate that we had a few teams that went to quarterfinals just a couple of weeks ago. So we've had teams that have been playing a lot more. And now Swampland is really starting to get out there and practice. And I realize these kids as seniors are not playing on their Swampland teams. But they've gone back and taken BP
Absolutely.
And done those things. So I think they'll be ready to go. And, again, all I can hope for is no rain and a competitive day. It's a great way for parents to come out. You'll notice right around 1:15, you know, parents start rolling in and stuff, and it's just a nice laid-back atmosphere. Not a lot of strain and pain with this game.
And there is a history of some of the best players in this area for the past several years. And, heck, you guys have done a wonderful job chronicling that of the young men who have signed and played college baseball in this ballgame. And there have even been a handful of guys who have played and continue to play professional baseball from this ballgame. I count 5 here in the program. Brock Hebert from South Terrebonne High School, Cullen Babin of Ellender Memorial, Brent Bonvalin of Thibodeau, Justin Williams of Terrebonne, and Jordan Kiewit of Central Lafourche. So 5 guys from this area that gotten paid to play this game. That's
no
awesome.
No doubt. Obviously, Justin is a marquee name as he was drafted in the second round of the MLB draft, and I think it was 2013. And we're going to see him on the major league level. Brock played AAA. He played with Tacoma with the Rainiers for a little while and actually got to come in and play here at the Shrine on the Airline. Was only there for about 2 weeks, but nonetheless,
yeah,
you know
sure.
what? If you're doing that at the AAA level, you're doing something right. Of course, Brent went out and played at LSU and had a chance with the Royals there for a little while. And Jordan Kiewit is still playing out in the Las Vegas area. So we're very proud of those kids taking their time to come play. Because the fact is they don't have to. You know, if they wanted to just kind of move on, they could move on. But it's sort of the last hurrah, and we appreciate them giving their time to come out and play.
I'm sure you guys can hear that wind blowing into our microphones. I feel like finding some grass and throwing it up in there. I can't see where it's blowing from.
It's tough. I remember when we were at that South Terrebonne South Lafourche game, and we knew
there were no doubts.
There was no doubt. It was a hurricane gale force going across to left field. Today it's kind of swirling. I saw the trees blowing out to left just a while ago, and now they're kind of like just kind of swirling. So I'm not quite sure what we're going to get from that. It is not easy to hit it out of this ballpark. We keep records every year of the kids who have the most home runs in the games and such. And quite honestly, that stat is a little misleading when you have one game to hit home runs.
Absolutely.
Nonetheless, we've had it, but at this park, just not so much. And not that it's not a hitter's park. It just so happens that getting it out in here, it takes a big bend in the power alleys, and it's tough. It's tough to get it out of here.
Well, and another thing is you're facing all-star pitching as well.
Yes.
Every pitcher you're seeing today knows what he's doing on
that
mound.
You're exactly right. Not only that, I give a lot of credit to the catchers in this game, too, because we always have really good catching. You don't see a lot of pass balls. You don't see a lot of guys who are trying to steal unless they're stealing just point blank off of the pitcher. And you have that today. You have, you know, Jack Maher is a pretty good catcher who's going to be out here for the Lafourche Parish team. And even for the Terrebonne Parish team, Drennan Terrio from Terrebonne had a good year, and he's going to be behind the plate some today. And they're all district performers, so we expect good baseball today.
Before our commercial break, Stan, one thing I noticed here in the program book that I thought was really cool. One of those guys who hit a home run in this game, in you know, its history, is now a coach in this game, Mike Barba at South Terrebonne. So that second generation now is starting to form here. As guys who have played in this game are now coming back and coaching in this
game. Here's the funny thing. So, Casey, I sent out that just to have them look over the kids each year that play so that we don't get any – because quite honestly, say Brent Bovalan's year, Brent initially signed with Nicholls State, then went on to Delgado, then went on to LSU. So we wanted to make sure we either showed that chain of command or we showed that his last school that he was at was LSU. So I sent that out to the coaches to check over. Mike Barber could care less about where those kids went. He goes straight to the record book, and he wants to know if he still is one of the leaders in home run, which he shares that with a lot of people, I think.
Yeah.
And the other one is stolen bases. I think Mike was one of the guys who that first year.
Four bags.
Four stolen bases. Now, in those days, they played a doubleheader, so it was four in two games. But he goes right to that, and then he sends me a note saying, all is good, I'm still on there. That's all he cares about. Consider, that's 2009, so, you know, that's the first year we ever did this, so that was way back.
Talking about that, we've got Brock Hebert, South Terrebonne, 2009, hit a dinger. Mike Barber, 2009, South Terrebonne, hit a dinger. Trey Grenier, Thibodeau, 2009. Scotty Sanders, E.D. White, 2014. And Garrett Molaison of Thibodeau, 2014. So only in 2 years, 2009 and 2014, were there home runs. Maybe the wind was blowing out on those days.
I will say this. Scotty's was here, and as you mentioned that, I vividly remember Scotty. There's an apartment complex. You guys can't see it, obviously, but we're looking behind the school board here. He hit that apartment complex. So when he hit it out, he got his money's worth that day.
Let's go ahead and take our first commercial break. You're listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We are live here from the TGMC Community Sports Institute All-Star Game. We'll be playing baseball at 2 o'clock right here on ESPN 100.3. And you could watch that game live on ESPN1003.com. Out of this break, Covenant Christian Academy ball coach Joe Tuton. This is his home field. He's going to talk about some things the Lions did this season and also give us a rundown of his large senior class that will be playing in this game today. Keep it right here on ESPN 100.3. It's going to take plenty of money to do it right, child. It's going to take time.
The Bavery Law Group handles wrongful death cases, cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gadry Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gadry and get results. Call 985-223-4400. Check them out on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return to play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Terrio, Douay, and Terrio, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio, Douay, and Terrio to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire, and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio, Douay, and Terrio at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell, and join me weekdays from 12 to 3 p.m. as I host the Sports Hangover. Flock up as we talk Pelicans, the road to a rebuild. How will the draft and free agency shape the future of the team? Hudat's got you covered as the team's offseason moves take place. We'll talk about how they can help shape a run to the big game next year. Plus, we'll follow all the action locally on the diamond. It's the Sports Hangover, weekdays from 12 to 3 right here on ESPN New Orleans.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Miss an interview? Visit the audio vault at ESPN1003.com.
And welcome back to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We're live here at Southland Field. Casey Gisclair joined by Covenant Christian Academy baseball coach Joe Tuton. Coach, today's going to be an awesome day, isn't it? We got honoring some of the best high school baseball players in this area, playing a nine-inning ball game, great weather, and it's going to be a showcase of the local talent in this area.
Oh, God, listen, no doubt. This is a celebration of the how good of talented players we have here. I'm just happy we're getting to do it at our home park and get to enjoy our guys, you know, my guys and the guys we played against, get to see these guys play one more time.
And talk a little bit about that, because for a smaller school, you guys had a ton of seniors this year. That's sort of a rarity for a single-A school. So to see those guys one more time on the ball field, I'm sure as a coach, that's going to be kind of sentimental for you.
Oh, listen, no doubt, especially to see them get to play at your home field and get them to wear the uniform. The last time we had six guys that have been a vital part of our program for over the last 5 years. And it's a little sentimental today. Well, hopefully, listen, we can go out with a win. I think that's the goal for our guys. And you always want to win your last home game. And these guys are considering today's a home game for them.
Now, for the Lions that are participating in this game, it's a special day. You get to graduate in the morning, play a little baseball in the afternoon. That's a full day of living there for the Covenant Christian baseball players today.
Yeah, I think the guys are really excited. You know, most of them are eating right now. They had graduation this morning. I think we have a few of them after the game today. Tomorrow they'll head out for senior trip before summer baseball starts and enjoy a week. And it's a long day, but I tell you, these guys, they're excited. I mean, we hadn't played in a couple of weeks, so I think all the guys got the itch. They're ready to go.
I had not been to this park in probably about a year or so. You guys have done some work to this place. This is a nice facility.
Well, look, we appreciate it. I thank Recreation District 2-3 for letting us use this place. I think we have a good working partnership with these guys. You know, the board has really worked with us. Ms. Angie Falgu, Mr. Sean Dupre, Brock Landry, you know, the guy that's the head of Rec 2-3. He's a baseball guy, so he understands baseball, and I think we work well together. I mean, you know, we fund our part, where they fund their part, and I think, you know, every year it gets a little bit better. I mean, the grass gets better. I mean, the surface gets better. We was able to add this turf, and it just makes the whole setup's better. It's just better for everybody involved.
I was just about to ask you about that with the little turf set up there on home plate. How long has that been there?
Last year. We put that in last year before we started. And listen, you cannot believe on a wet day or a rainout day just how much that one piece of turf saves of just the man hours and the work of the potholes digging, you know, after guys hitting everything. It just is really, listen, it's very low maintenance. You know, we got to put the black soot on it probably, you know, every 2 weeks just to fill it in there and rake it in there. But, I mean, it's a lifesaver, especially on rainy days.
Coach, we had you on a couple of times throughout the season. It was a really good year for your ball club. But in the postseason, didn't quite play as well as you guys would have wanted. I know you said injuries were a big factor in that. Just talk about the way the year went for you.
Listen,
team.
Awesome. Great year. Listen, every year, we finished 24-8, the best year we've had all around. Ranking-wise, we ended up 3, you know, in Division 4. Listen, if we didn't get the sulfur, we feel like it's a disappointment, but it's really not a disappointment. This senior class has won 6 district championships in
wow.
a row. In a row, and we're really excited for, listen, 4 of our guys we know for sure are going to get to play at the next level. We have 2 other ones that are working on a chance to play at the next level. These guys have just basically, you know, carried on a proud tradition at our program. And, I mean, listen, I can't thank the players, the parents, the administration, Brother Steve, everybody that's involved, you know, in Covenant Christian Baseball, because, listen, I'm just very, very honored and fortunate and have the pleasure to coach just these great kids.
Now, I wanted to commend you on something, man, because you talked about your young men that have signed to the next level. I know you have also helped to get young men from other schools off to the next level. Man, kudos to you helping support those young baseball players, getting them a spot to play with the next level in the college ranks.
Well, listen, you know, right off the bat, I mean, listen, Jelby Sherby, South Lafourche, kid plays in our American Legion program. I mean, guy's a winner. Listen, deserved the opportunity. Kobe Dufresne, another kid, you know, from our Legion program at Vanderbilt Catholic, going to Nichols. I mean, we just excited. Listen, I like baseball. I mean, I really enjoy this, and I do it, I think, for the biggest thing is we do it for the local players. Listen, it's great to coach in high school, but there's no better feeling when you go to a signing and you see one of your guys sign. And even better than that, when you see a guy run out there on the field and dress out in a college uniform, I mean, you really, I mean, it's a personal satisfaction that, you know, you had a little help along the way. And, I mean, I tell you, we have a pretty good alumni of Southland Hogs baseball players. And we always say, once you a hog, you a hog for life. And listen, it goes back every year. I mean, every year as summer baseball comes, we always get the support and the guys that call. And it really doesn't matter. I mean, basically, from Assumption to Morgan City to Houma, down to Bayou, you know, the Houma Terrebonne players. I mean, listen, you know, if you need a place to play in summer baseball and you got a chance to play at the next level, we think we can help you.
Sure. And one of the things that we talk with to Coach Bokeh all the time is that, for all the success that CCA Athletics have had in the last couple of years, you would think that this is a school that's like 60 years old and established. That's not the case. You guys are still very much in your infancy, but yet you have done such big things. Do you ever think about that? Like, man, we're a little bit ahead of the curve here.
Well, listen, I do. Listen, but listen, we're blessed. We're fortunate to have great administration. Listen, great students. Great parents. The parents are unbelievable. Listen to you. I worked at the, you know, in the other sector, but we just so fortunate that we have the support of everybody. I mean, when I say the support of everybody, it's pretty easy when the faculty and the staff, the administration, the parents, and the players are on the same page. It makes things go pretty smooth, and I think that's one of the reasons at Covenant where we've been able to speed up the process, to say so. I mean, you know, as long as I've been there, 10 years now with Brother Steve, and since we started playing, we've got 202 wins. And
wow.
I think the biggest thing, and listen, you know, we was on, you know, you go on the probation deal where you got to sit until you can play in the LHSA. But we've been 6 years now playing where we could play for a district championship. And, I mean, we've been pretty fortunate. The first 4 years, we were able to really get the ball rolling and get some good rocks in place, some things in stone. And it let us – once we – when we came in the LHSAA, we were ready. Like, we came in basically with a senior class of kids that had been there for 4 years. And it was it's exciting. I mean, listen, like I can tell you, just – it's a place to be, and our guys are excited. And listen, I mean, this is an exciting time to be a baseball player in Terrebonne and Lafourche Parish.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I went to the Louisiana High School Coaches Association All-Star Game yesterday. We were fortunate enough to have Austin Champagne, one of our players, play in it, and another one of my Southland Hog players, Bryce Grisaffe from Central Catholic. And listen, it's a pretty big deal. It's an honor. I'm just pretty excited about the players in our area. I mean, when you look around, the kids that are signing and already committed just from, you know, the home of Thibodeau, Morgan City, down the Bayou area, Central Lafourche, I mean, Assumption. It's, you know, this is a good time to be a baseball player. But I just think the biggest thing is we have some quality coaches in this area.
Sure.
I mean, we have some quality coaches in this area. I mean, you know, I believe, you know, Coach Rav's done a great job down the Bayou in rebuilding that program. Simon at Central year in and year out. Listen, Coach Sullivan at HL Bourgeois has taken those guys, beating the number one ranked Acadiana last year. Had a really good season for the players he's lost. You know, Coach Gatlin at Terrebonne is doing really good things. Coach Gassard at Vanderbilt Catholic, look, those guys made a run, an awesome run. Look, Homer Christian, year in and year out, they're right there. Coach Martinez, you know. And I tell you, I mean, Coach Constant, E.D. White, I mean, I don't really need to say much else about their program. I mean, just listen, to me, they're the epitome of where you're trying to go. So I think the biggest thing we're running under over here is we have some quality high school coaches that really care about the kids and their programs, and I think that's why we're starting to see just an abundance of these kids getting an opportunity to play at the next level.
Now, what was it like this week? You had the kids for, what, about a week or so. How many times were you all able to practice, and what was it like coaching some guys who you not ever coached before?
It's pretty fun. Listen, I mean, you're playing against these guys for 4 years, and you see how competitive they are against you. And you get to play with them. Listen, man, it's enjoyable. Listen, it was very, very enjoyable to play, you know, with Braxton and Cole Level, you know, those guys for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Josh Shelley from Vanderbilt Catholic. Listen, Ellender, Coach Delahousie, they're doing amazing things at Ellender
sure.
Memorial. Listen, he sent three kids that, listen, are really, their baseball IQ is unbelievable. And listen, I don't have to tell you, I mean, me and Coach Barber at South Terrebonne, we're personal friends. I mean, South Terrebonne made another awesome run in the playoffs, and I know his guy's pretty good, and it's pretty nice when now they get a chance to play for me instead of against me. So, listen, I'm excited just about area baseball, and I think everything's heading in the right direction.
Now, this is going to be a fun opportunity for everybody to play one more time, but when we get to that third, fourth, fifth inning, you guys are trying to win this thing.
Oh, no doubt. Listen, hey, if you don't play to win, don't turn the scoreboard on, and hey, it's going to be on today.
Absolutely. Can you give us a run down, or you know, maybe who's going to toss out the first pitch, or do you have any game planning you can share with us?
I think Sage Pellegrin from South Terrebonne will start the game on the mound, and we have a bunch of pitchers. Everybody should probably see an inning or two. You know, our biggest thing today is, hey, we want to win, but this is also a showcase for these kids.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure everybody gets in the game and gets a little playing time.
Sure. And before we let you go, give us a rundown of your plans over the summer. What are some things in line you're looking to get better at here in the next couple of weeks?
You know, I can tell you, as we go to the summer, we have 12, 13, 14 of our guys at CCA that playing in a couple different summer programs. We got some guys playing with Team Louisiana, a few guys playing with the Knights, a few guys playing with South Louisiana Select, a few guys playing in Southland Hawks baseball. So as long as our guys are playing, I think they're obviously getting better. You know, summer-wise, American Legion baseball, we having our call out tomorrow over here at 2 o'clock. If anybody is a high school player from this area that's interested, we're going to have a tryout at 2 at Southland Field. And, you know, we field four teams, a 15-year-old team, a 16, a 17, and then the Legion team. So, you know, we're pretty excited. I mean, you know, I talked to Assumption High School. Coach Jamie is sending over a couple of guys that are really good players. We've got a couple kids coming from Central Catholic. So I'm very excited. Listen, you would know this already. You know, Blake Ogow comes back from mm-hmm. down the Bayou, and I don't know if you've seen Blake lately. He's
saw him last night at the alumni softball tournament. He's a big boy.
He's in the best shape I've ever seen him in his life, and I think he's itching to go. So we're pretty excited about having him back. I mean, Brock Terrio comes back after a year in college for Legion, and Austin Labatt comes back after a year in college. So I think we'll better pitch a little bit.
What do you do on rainy days, man, when there's no baseball?
Well, what I do on rainy days, we go to the Farm System Academy. we're pretty fortunate over there at Farm System that with Brock Hebert, you know, and those guys, where we have a nice little membership with all the guys that play in the Hogs. And it's a no-brainer. If you need a place to go when it rains, that's baseball people running it over there. So it's a nice little program.
Well, Coach Joe, thanks so much for the time, man. Have fun today.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
That's Coach Joe Tutone with Covenant Christian Academy, doing a good job as always. We are live here from Southland Field at 2 o'clock. First pitch, the TGMC Community Sports Institute All-Star Game. You're listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. After this break, we'll have Jamie Delahousie of the Ellender Memorial Patriots on ESPN 100.3.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call the local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988. Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Hey, it's Golic. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station, ESPN New Orleans.
Welcome back here to Southland Field. It's the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisler here live on a beautiful Saturday morning, and we have here at the radio desk Jamie Delahousse with the Ellender Memorial Patriots. Coach Delahousse, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. It was good season for your team. Building towards better things here at Ellender. You guys didn't quite get the win-loss record you would have wanted, but, and we were talking about this during the commercial break, cleaning some things up, playing cleaner baseball, and soon the results, I'm sure, are going to come.
Yes, sir. We've been really working hard. When I came in two years ago, really trying to change the culture at Ellender. They really were kind of lost in the baseball knowledge and everything. They just kind of walked on the field. Now teaching them the game and everything, now seeing it actually transfer on the field, their knowledge of the game has really expanded.
Absolutely. What's that been like, man? Because I know that when you take over a program that had been struggling for so long, the kids sort of have a mindset of, okay, it always has to be this way. But it doesn't always have to be this way. How are you trying to fight back against that?
To be honest, really simple, hard work and constantly doing the right thing every single day, making sure every day we come to practice, we come with a winning mindset. And that's something that Ellender's really struggled in the past, is they've always gotten down whenever they are losing. And to finally see some success and see some changing going on, I think the kids are really getting excited, especially for the upcoming summer, too.
And for folks that are unfamiliar with your background, I know you've been coaching baseball here locally for a while. Give us a rundown of some of the places you've been.
Well, the only main place I've been is at Terrebonne High School. I was there for 12 years, and I decided I wanted to venture out and try to be a head coach. I had the head coach that was previously there, Gus Brown, and he really encouraged me to go for it at Ellender. And I'm ready for the challenge, and I'm so excited to see what's going to happen in the future.
So what's that, you know, everybody that's been an assistant coach for a long time that becomes a head coach, they tell me, man, there have been this thing and that thing that I realized I had to do that I didn't realize. What are those things for you?
For me, is definitely the financial side of things, because being the assistant, you didn't necessarily have to worry about all that stuff. You can just simply coach the game of baseball. But now you got the parents, you got the financials, you got the principal now, which Mr. Dill has been great at Ellender this year. But just those different kind of aspects has been definitely a change for me.
Sure. Now tell me about your seniors here that we've got playing in the ball game today. Break out the roster. Let's see, we've got Lynn Parfait, Courtney Francis, and Peyton Hebert. Tell us about those three young men.
Lynn Parfait is our center fielder. Man, this guy is blazing speed. He covers gap to gap. one time this season at Morgan City, he was actually in center field and went go call off our left fielder, hit a ball right at him. So
he did that once at the South Fouche game as well.
Yeah, so it was really that is something I'm missing so badly right now, because we see our young guys coming that have to replace those shoes. So, but no, Lynn's a great kid, one of the most hardest workers I've ever met in my life. And that's all 14 years I've been coaching ball. So I'm really excited to see what he's going to do today. He's a great person, great kid.
And tell us a little bit about Francis and then the other young man, Abear.
Well, really quick story about Francis. The first time I saw the kid was 3 years ago when he was a sophomore. He played against us at Terrebonne High School. He was playing right field. And we had Zane Washington, who's a Nichols player right now. He was hitting some bombs that night, and this kid right here was jumping at every ball trying to catch it in the air, and he was coming down with it. I mean, routine balls, jumping up, and he's catching them. And now, 3 years later, he's now in the All-Star game, and he has grown so much as a baseball player, the knowledge he's gained, and now he was one of our middle infielders that really did well for us this season.
And Peyton Hebert, I know he was behind the plate at times this year, middle infielder at times, or corner infielder at times. Let's talk about what he brings to the table.
Peyton brought a lot of smarts behind the plate. He really was on the same page with me a lot, made things a lot easier to call pitches, and he was a great blocker as far as keeping, making sure there was no really any pass balls. The biggest thing with him was just trying to stay as healthy as possible throughout the season. He had some nagging knee injuries every now and then, but overall I thought he did a very good job, and I think the couple of weeks off is going to help him and get him ready for this game right here.
So, Coach, talk about some of your young men coming back, and what are some of your goals over the summer to try to help get this thing turned around a little bit?
We're looking to definitely grow as a team. We want to keep pushing the positivity, working hard, getting winning aspect of the game. I had Darius Celestine, Drake Billiott, Hagen Liner, John Cho, just a few guys to name. Darius Celestine and Drake Billiott will help me on the mound. I got one of Darius is a lefty and Drake's a righty. So we're looking to see some good things coming in the future. Returning a lot of arms.
Absolutely, man. And that was sort of the next question I was going to ask is that in the last couple of years, it felt like pitching was sort of that thin spot, but it sounds like you got a lot of them kids coming
back. Yes, yes. I'm losing Lynn, who was a big corner backstone for us and as far as our team, but I'm returning a lot coming back, so I'm really excited about that.
Well, man, kudos to you all. You have played a much cleaner brand of baseball, and I know that the results on the scoreboard are going to be coming. Coach Del Jose, thanks so much for the time.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. We are here live at the TGMC Community Sports Institute All-Star Game. You're listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by the Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. And before we take our next commercial break, we want to go ahead and remind you all again of who are going to be the All-Stars playing in today's game. Starting for Lafourche Parish, we've got number 2 from Central Lafourche High School and outfielder Jacob Barker. Number 3 from Central Lafourche High School, Cameron Labatt. Number 3 from E.D. White. And again, some of these jersey numbers are repetitive. As being an exhibition, they let the kids wear their numbers even if they repeat. Number 3 from E.D. White, Colin Richard. Number 4 from E.D. White, Thomas Magui. Number 4 from South Lafourche High School, Andrew Guidry. Number 5 from Central Lafourche, Joseph Brulette. Number 5 from E.D. White, Trey Johnson. Number 6 from E.D. White, Seth Guidry. Number 7 from E.D. White, Michael Claymont. Number 8 from E.D. White, Jack Meyer. Number 9 from Thibodeau High School, Dre LaFleur. Number 22, as we know, South Lafourche down the bye, Double Deuce, Jelby Sheremy. And number 42, also from South Lafourche, Noah Plaisance. The Terrebonne Parish All-Stars are as follows. Number 2 from Covenant Christian Academy, Austin Champagne. Also number 2 from HL Bourgeois, Connor Verdon. Number 2 from South Terrebonne, Sage Pellegrin. Number 2 from Vanderbilt Catholic, Dawson Martinez. Number 3 from Ellendon Memorial High School, Lynn Parfait. Number 3 from Vanderbilt Catholic, Josh Shelley. From Homa Christian School, number 4, Brant Roger. Number 5 from Ellendon Memorial, Courtney Francis. Number 6 from Terrebonne, Braxton Lavelle. Number 8 from Terrebonne, Cole Lavelle. Number 9 from Covenant Christian Academy, Channing Holloway. Number 9 from Vanderbilt Catholic, Colby Dufresne. Number 10 from Terrebonne High School, Drennan Terrio. Number 11 from Terrebonne High School, Cullen Butler. Number 12 from Covenant Christian Academy, Cam Olivier. Number 12 from South Terrebonne, Nicholas Brunet. Number 13, Vanderbilt Catholic, C.J. Detillier. Number 15 from Covenant Christian Academy, Hunter Kaufman. Number 19 from Covenant Christian, Mason Savoy. And number 25 from Covenant Christian, Caleb Wilson. And then finally, number 25 from Ellendon Memorial High School, Peyton Hebert. Your coaches for Lafourche Parish, Simon Bado, Central Lafourche, David Constant from E.D. White, Chandler Guitros from South Lafourche. Coaches for the Terrebonne Parish All-Stars, from Vanderbilt Catholic, G. Cassard, from Maryland Memorial, Jamie Delahousse, from Covenant Christian Academy, Joe Tuton, from Terrebonne High School, John Gatlin, from South Terrebonne, Matt Dupre, and from HL Bourgeois, Corey Sullivan, which is a perfect segue into our next segment, because after this commercial break, we're going to have HL Bourgeois baseball coach Corey Sullivan to talk about the Braves season and also what some things he's looking to see here live at the TGNC Community Sports Institute All-Star Game. Keep it right here. You're listening to ESPN 100.3 Radio.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
At a young age, I learned how fragile life is. When I was 11 years old, my mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. As the oldest child, I quickly became her secondary caregiver, which has forever shaped me. We helped my mom through multiple recurrences for 4 years before losing her to this devastating disease. At the time, treatment options were limited. All we could do was retreat with chemotherapy and watch and wait and hope. It was so hard for us to hear that the doctors thought they had it, but truly didn't. My time with my mom was cut short. But now, women living with recurrent ovarian cancer have options like maintenance therapies, which can extend their time in response and delay recurrence. These options mean power in an otherwise powerless situation. That's why I stand together with care partners and women living with ovarian cancer to declare Not On My Watch. Visit notonmywatch.com to learn more.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club, as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's, where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie, for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
The flagship station of the Colonel Sports Radio Network, ESPN New Orleans.
And welcome back here to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We are live here at Southland Field. We're about 2 hours and 15 minutes away from playing baseball at the TGMC Community Sports Institute All-Star Game, LaFouche vs. Terrebonne. One of the coaches in that game is our next guest, JHL Bourgeois baseball coach Corey Sullivan. Coach Sullivan is one of my favorite guys to talk to because he is one of the only Cowboy fans here in the home of Thibodeau area. So first, we got to lead off with, how about them Cowboys? How's our offseason looking so far?
I'm very encouraged about what's going to happen next year. You know, I can't wait till the Cowboys come to New Orleans and disappoint the Who Dat Nation again, just like we did this past year. Because, every time the Cowboys get beat, there's always a funny meme or a funny comment about the Cowboys, and it sure was fun getting a little payback last year.
So now that we have made everyone turn off their radio dial, let's talk about HL Bourgeois baseball. It was an interesting season for your club, as it felt like you guys lost a lot from the previous season, yeah, and then had a little bit of a slow start, but lost a bunch of close games in there. Yeah. How do you kind of turn that around next year?
Well, anytime, you know, you go through ups and downs in a season, and, you know, we came down to actually just needing to win one of the last three to get in, and you know, and all we needed was two outs in two out of those three games, and we found a way to lose. But, you know, as a head coach, you always go back and you try to evaluate some of the positive things you did, why you were successful, and try to improve on the things that need to be improved on. And this year, you know, I look at our offensive stats, and you know, I told one of my assistants, I said, Coach Josh, I said, we got to find a way to get better at the plate. So, you know, we're going to try to work on some things and coach a little bit different to try to get us back in the playoffs.
And what are some things that you guys can do in the offseason to get better at the plate?
Well, actually, you know, we work every day in the cage during seventh period, you know, whether it's T-drill, whether it's, you know, working on off-speed, staying back, just some fundamentals of hitting. And maybe it just might be terminology where, you know, a kid might not be understanding what you say it, so maybe you have to say it a little bit different to get him to comprehend what you're trying to get done, you know. We're going to play summer ball this year, you know, we're going to try to see some kids in different positions and just to fill our needs.
Now, Coach, I'm looking at this roster here, and I'm seeing you got one young man playing in this ball game. So let's talk first a little bit about Connor Verdon. But then second, the fact that you as a 5A program only have one guy in this ball game tells me you are probably a really young club.
Yeah, and that's right. Connor, you know, Connor was a young man that he had been in our program 4 years. First of all, just a high character young man. He was a guy that, you know, he played third base for us. He pitched. He played second. He played in right field. And, you know, when you ask him, hey, Connor, where you feel most comfortable, he's the type of kid that'll say, Coach, wherever you need me. And you just don't see a lot of that nowadays in today's game. Kids, you know, they come into your program, well, I'm a shortstop. Well, that might not necessarily be true, but Connor was just a kid that he wasn't selfish. He played the game hard. He was our vocal leader. And, you know, he's a kid that if you had nine of them, you could probably make the playoffs every year.
Sure. And coaching that youth after coaching the previous year's team that had so much experience, what were the challenges there? What did you have to do a little bit differently with this year's group?
Well, for me, it was be patient.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the team we had last year that upset Acadiana, those guys were with me for three years, and, you know, they understood how to compete. And this year's team, you know, we had a little bit of unsurety about ourselves. Guys that didn't believe they belonged on the field. They just had to have that confidence that they can get the job done. And, you know, and that happens with youth playing at this level. You know, we played a tough schedule, and I think playing a tough schedule gets us prepared. And I think in the long run, playing good teams year in and year out gets you better in the long run.
Whether you want to have a tough schedule or not, your district's going to force you to have a tough schedule. Talk about playing in that district.
Well, the thing about this district is, you know, you got Hanville, Destrehan, and look, East St. John is very talented.
Yeah.
They had a lot of improvement this year. Every time we play Central Lafourche, it's a dogfight, and Thibodeau is up and coming. And then, of course, you got Terrebonne, who's always got great athletes and a lot of talent there. So just coming to the park every day, you can't come out and just go through the motions. You have to come out and compete. And then you just see some tremendous players. You know, like last year we seen the Marceau kid, and, you know, and look what he did last night against at LSU against Auburn. So that's just, you have to, and the thing about it is, you know, anybody can beat anybody in this district. You know, if we have a great day, you can come out and you can beat the Hanvilles and the Destrehans.
Now, looking at this, you guys got about 20, maybe a little more guys here on your All-Star Club. These are all guys that over the last couple of years you have been facing. What's it been like in the past week to now have them all on your side? What's that been like here coaching these guys in the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, you always – and that's what's great about this game is, you know, you get to be with coaches that you compete against throughout the year, and you get to be in the same dugout with kids you competed against. And, you know, other than Terrebonne, that was really the only local school we played this year on our schedule. So I didn't get to see a lot of these kids play, and that's what's great about today. I get to see some of these kids play that I didn't really get to look at during the season, you know.
Yeah, and we were talking about this with Coach Joe earlier in the show is that, you know, it's all well and good for us to say, hey, this is a showcase, hey, we're going to have fun, but when it's the bottom of the third inning and it's 2-1 and, like, you guys are going to be trying to win this ball game.
Oh, ain't no doubt. You know, just about any coach out here, they're out here for a reason. Number one, it is for the kids, but you can't tell me that we don't want to win this game just as bad as the other coaches in the other dugout. You know, it's competitive year in and year out, and it's usually a fun game to watch. Last couple of years, it's been an offensive game. I like to see the guys swing the bat, and, you know, and see some of the guys that we haven't seen this year swing, you know, and that's what's great about this game.
So going into the summer here, what are some things the Braves are trying to get accomplished to try to push into that top 32 next year?
Well, we're playing a full schedule next year. I maxed out my schedule because I lost 5 games to the weather, and that hurt us. But we're going to try to get better on the mound. We're looking for some young guys to establish depth on the mound. You know, with everybody returning, I got pretty much every position filled. But when a certain guy pitches, I got to find somebody to replace him. And that's kind of what you're looking at right now in the summer is certain situations and guys to step up that you might be able to depend on during the season.
Now, today's a day all about baseball, but I got to ask you to wear a different hat. Now, let's talk a little bit about HL Bourgeois football. We were talking about this during the commercial break is – there's some big things happening in that program, too. You guys are in year two under Coach Fournier, trying to get that ship sailing in the right direction. We had him on last week, and he said spring football was pretty good. Yeah. What are some things you're seeing right now with the Braves on the football field?
Well, what I'm seeing with us right now is, first of all, the kids are buying in to what we're trying to get done. I see a little bit of pride coming back in the program. You know, we redone their weight room. We got them new lockers. We painted the field house. And, you know, for pride to take place, it's little things like that. We have a great coaching staff. We got some experienced guys coming in with some knowledge of the game. And, you know, Coach Fournier, he's a big guy. He's like a gentle giant, but, you know, he knows how to get things done. He's instilled some discipline in the program. And, you know, a lot of positives. We got a lot of young skilled guys. The offensive line's going to be much better, and, you know, the defensive line is going to be okay, and, you know, we're going to have some good players on the back end. So, you know, we have raised some expectations and tried to build off of last year's season, and I think the kids are buying into what we're doing, so a lot of positive things happening.
You're always on the go, man, because when you're not coaching football, you're coaching baseball. When you're not coaching at all, you're telling me you're duck hunting. And,
yeah,
man, you stay on the move, don't you?
Yeah. You know, actually, I ain't going to tell Mr. Hodson this, but, you know, I had a hooky day on Thursday just to get away, and I called it an environmental relaxation. But, yeah, there's 3 seasons for me. It's football season, duck season, and baseball season.
There you go.
And, you know, the summer is baseball, and then you get a week off, and then you go into football, and then after football season, there's duck season, and baseball season starts again in January. So it's nonstop, and, you know, I don't know how many people have been doing this for 23 years that are coaching 2 major sports, and a lot of people ask me, Coach, why you keep doing this? I guess it's the competitive side of me, and if I don't have anything to do, I think I would go nuts.
You and me both, my friend. Now, let me ask you this. We were talking about the baseball district. Do you ever, you know, have your guys warming up, you know, before a football game, and you're looking across, and seeing John Emery or Puka Williams and thinking, my goodness gracious, we're about to play some NFL-level talent. That district is unbelievable in football, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's funny you say that because I've coached in this district prior to being at Vanderbilt, and I was telling somebody the other day of how many NFL players or SEC players I've got to see play. And, you know, my first year coaching, I wish I could go back and appreciate what I was watching, but Ed Reed was a safety at Destrehan. And being a young coach that really didn't know any better, I just wish I could go back just to see this guy play, you know, a Hall of Fame defensive back, and I just wish I could have relived that just to see how good of a high school player he actually was. And you know, it's tremendous every year. It's not fun when you got to try to stop John Emery and some of them guys, though, I can tell you that.
No, I hear you.
A lot of extra hours in the field house on Saturday and Sunday.
I hear you. Now, before we let you go, we talked about your senior playing today, Connor Verdon. Give us some names, some kids to look out for next season.
Well, obviously, I'm going to have at HL, I'm going to have Peyton LaBeouf. Is going to be a good player. He was a first-team all-district infielder for us. Jace Boudreau, which is a younger brother of Christian Boudreau, he has done some great things on the mound for us. I got Tate Bates, returning catcher. You know, he swings the bat well, got good baseball IQ. I got Noah Prosperi, who was a second-team all-district freshman as an outfielder. He was my number two guy, my number two hole hitter, and he really – when you say four or five tools, he's got it. He can runs well, good arm, can swing the bat a little bit. I got my first baseman returning who actually put up some decent numbers at the plate this year. So those are some guys. Cole Sposito is his name. Swings the bat real well. And, you know, those are some guys I'm going to be counting on this year.
Are we going to give Prescott the big money or what?
I sure hope so. I'd like to see him develop a little bit, especially with the vertical passing game.
Yeah.
You know, and with a new offensive coordinator, you know, who knows what happens. But as long as 21 is getting fed and we can block and give him the rock and get positive yardage, I think the Cowboys could be bound for the return of the glory days.
Amen. That is Coach Corey Sullivan with HF Bougeois. Thank you so much for the
time.
Thank
you, sir.
We are live here at Southland Field for the TGMC Community Sports Institute All-Star Game. In the first hour of the show, we've had three Terrebonne Parish coaches. In the second hour of the show, we're going to have three Lafourche Parish coaches, leading off with David Constant of E.D. White. But before we take our top-of-the-hour commercial break, we want to remind you guys that, hey, this ball game has been played since 2009. It's now a decade strong. In the first year of the game, it was Lafourche, Terrebonne, and St. Mary. That format carried until 2011, whenever we would do 5A All-Stars versus the 4A, 3A, and 1A All-Stars. That format continued until 2013, when went back to Lafourche versus Terrebonne. So there have been some format changes, but this game has been intact since 2009. And again, as we talked about with Stan earlier in the show, Terrebonne has won four times against Lafourche. Lafourche has won three times against Terrebonne with one tie in between. So of eight ball games, we have had a very competitive series, and we look so much forward to that rivalry continuing today at 2 o'clock when we get off the air. At 1, we'll take a break, maybe get a bite to eat, and then we'll be playing baseball at 2 o'clock here from Southland Field. Let's go ahead and take our top of the hour commercial break. You're listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Out of this break, we're gonna have E.D. White baseball coach David Constant to talk about the Cardinals' wonderful season this past year. You're listening to ESPN 100.3 Radio.
I heard you crying loud.
With assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances.
Never mind. Customer went to Rod's Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod's Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod's Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod's Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning-fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
It's Golic and Wingo.
During the quote-unquote steroid era, when everybody talked about how baseball knew about it but didn't want to say anything because look what was going on, who was running the show then?
Bud Selig.
Is Bud Selig in the Hall of Fame?
Yep.
It's amazing how that happened. You do realize, people, before the so-called steroid era, steroids were being used. It doesn't matter just when it was right before it was tested for or right when it started to get tested for.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
And it's time to begin Hour 2 with the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General's Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. And live on location, here's your host, Casey Gisclair and Stan Gravois.
Thank you very much, Joey D. We are live here at Southland Field. We are 2 hours away from the first pitch of the TGMC Community Sports Institute All-Star Game. You're listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute, live on location here in Houma, Louisiana. In the first hour of the show, we gave you a, sort of a sneak peek into the Terrebonne Parish All-Star Locker Room. We had Coach Joe Tuton, Coach Jamie Delahousse, and Coach Corey Sullivan. Now we get into some of the Lafourche Parish coaches, beginning with ED White baseball coach David Constant. Coach Constant, good morning, man. Well, good afternoon now.
Good
afternoon. How are you doing?
Great. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, brother. It was a good season for your club. You guys lost one regular season game. We're not able to get a top seed. I'm sure that that's was a point of conversation in your locker room. Went to the playoffs, competed like heck, and fell a little bit short of sulfur. But talk about the wonderful ride that it was this year for your club.
You know, it truly was a blessing to be with those guys day in, day out. You know, you get to 27 in a row, and you just look back and you go, wow, what, these kids just did something so special. And, you know, I hear all the talk and outside saying, well, who did they really play? And to me, that's a disrespect to our district and the guys that, that we have played against. I mean, you look, Vanderbilt goes to the quarters. You know, South Terrebonne puts together a great run in the playoffs for the first time since 09. And, you know, Assumption was right there. You know, we get those wins. And hey, listen, our kids went to Catholic High, the New Iberia, who was also in the semis, I believe, this year. you know, swept them. Go to Holy Cross, John Curtis, beat those guys. You know, take two from St. Louis out of Lake Charles, and hey, listen, it was phenomenal. These kids stepped up. I think at one point it was 300 something runs to about 20 giving up. And listen, that's just an attribute to the talent that these guys, you know, showed on the field, and we do have. And listen, I'm not bragging on them. It's just a simple fact that, hey, they stepped up and worked hard all year long, and knew what the expectations were, and they ran with it. And listen, we went into St. Thomas More, and I was so proud of them. You know, we take game one, mm-hmm. no fear. You know, you walk into a place that really, when I got off the bus, this is no lie, I heard fans actually chirping at our kids getting off the bus, like talking trash. And so I wait a minute, and I get off the bus, and they got a track girl and a track guy from St. Thomas More, this is no lie, talking trash to me as a coach getting off the bus. And I just kind of smiled, and I told the young lady, I said, okay, we'll see. And Blair Roby showed deals, and we win 1-0. And game two, you know, it's set up. Devin DeSandro is ready to go, and listen, he is dealing. He's hitting his corners. He just didn't get the ring ups that I thought he should have had. And you know, no disrespect to the umpire association that we had for that game. You know, up 4-2, he's doing his job, and a ball just takes about an 8 to 10 foot hop. You know, that hits a rock or something at first base, and they tie it up. And that's baseball. And listen, I'm not complaining. It is what it is, and that day was tough because we knew we had it, you know, right there for our taking, and hey, it happens, but hey, it doesn't take away from what these kids accomplished this year, and I'll forever remember them for the run they put together.
You know, talk about baseball is that it's hard to have a long winning streak, but yeah. There's so much parity in the game. I know as an Atlanta Braves fan, when we win 5-6 games in a row, I'm thinking, well, we're due for a bad one.
Right.
When you've won 20-something in a row, are you ever thinking, well, man?
Well, I tell you what, yes, when we had that 27th win, and, man, you beat Vanderbilt, who we know is a great ball club, and you know you got to go to their house to be perfect on the season, on their senior night, and understand the ramifications for, you know, our kids emotionally, even myself, I think, emotionally spent. I think the emotions just ran high that day, and we just we played. I think we played real timid. I say timid, but we were really tight, I think, that day. And but hats off to Vanderbilt. I mean, those kids, the Hamner kid, just shoved the whole game, and he had a big home run. And then you know, the Dufresne kid that signs with Nichols that day. What a day for that kid! You know,
yeah.
He has two bombs.
And, yeah.
Man, hats off to that game for that kid, and he takes them deep into the playoffs. So
today we're going to see Richard, Magui, Trey Johnson, Seth Guidry, Michael Clamont, Jack
correct.
Meyer. Six young men who have done a lot for your program.
Hey, no doubt. And, you know, I'll start from, you know, the beginning. You know, Wes Toops, who had an opportunity to go play for the All-Star game, and he's going to LSU. He's going to Danville. He's leaving early to go to Danville, just like Gavin Dugas did. And, man, we wish we'd have him here today,
sure.
But we can't. Number three, we're looking at Colin Richard, a lefty that he's a kid that had an injury early. He's from the left side. He's got good stuff. And listen, hopefully you get a chance to see him today. He's just a great kid. And he won our most valuable attitude award on our team, as a senior because he worked hard through the year, and he didn't get a whole lot of starts, but when he did, he did well, and his attitude was above reproach. Number four, Thomas Magui. You know, Thomas Magui is a kid that you're going to see today. He tweaked his hamstring. He's still coming, which I give him a lot of, you know, I love him for that. He's still going to come today. He's a kid that Coach O asked to be on the football team as a preferred walk-on.
And that's awesome.
Man, listen, he's flat out just unbelievably fast.
He could fly, man.
He went to I know this for a fact, he went to Mike Martin's camp at Florida State. He also went to the Mississippi State camp, and at both camps and even LSU camp, he flat out outran everybody. And I know he was on everybody's radar just for his pure fact of speed. And you won't be able to see him run today, which is sad because we're going to take care of his hamstring. But he's a kid that hit a ball for us against South Terrebonne, another great program there, to win the game in the bottom half and top half, sorry. And so that was special to watch. Number five is a kid named Trey Johnson. Trey Johnson is a kid last year for me, played outfield. He hit about 330 clip, and it was when Magui was actually injured. And McGooey came back and took the reins over in left field. But Trey Johnson's a kid that he stuck with it. And listen, this kid could have quit this year on us, and he didn't. He's a kid, a senior, that battled through it and stayed a team player. And I love him for that. And I told him after the game when we lost out that I truly commend his character for sticking with the program, even though he didn't get much playing time late in the season. Then we look at number six, Seth Guidry. Seth Guidry, I tell you what, he's a kid that was on stage last night in graduation. He's an honor student, as is most of all of our seniors, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's great.
They are all honor guys. You know, Seth's a 4.0 guy, and man, so special to see him do that and achieve academics. But he's probably no doubt the most highest percentage strike thrower that we've had at any White. I truly believe that. I don't have the stats in front of me, but he is a strike thrower, and he's consistent. And listen, in game two, I think he had it won. You know, we were up 2-0 in the fifth on St. Thomas More, and he's dealing, and he hits a guy, and then we get another play that was tough on us, and they tie it up. But he had a phenomenal year for us. And then number seven, Michael Claymo. Michael Claymo, I tell you what, Michael Claymo is a kid that might be the most athletic kid I've ever coached, but he's the most out-the-box kid you will ever see. And what I mean by that, he'll show up here with his cowboy hat on and his baseball uniform, and he's a kid that's going to Nicholls State, and he's going to play football. I wish he'd try and play baseball, because he could hit it a mile when he gets a hold of it, and he's got plus arm, plus speed, and, I mean, that's why Nicholls wants him to go play. I'm not sure if he's going to play the slot there, but he has the opportunity to be a great college athlete when he gets focused. And closing it off with Jack Meyer, number eight, our catcher. Jack Meyer has not gotten enough accolades this year for what he's done for the program. Behind the plate, Jack's he's not a very tall kid, but he's a quick kid. He's a kid that when you look at him, you go, wow, like, we're going to run on him. But no, you're not, because
he's got a cannon.
He's got a cannon. He's quick. He throws behind runners. He's just intellectual back there. And he actually was a captain behind the plate this year for us, and a big reason why we went on that run. He controlled our staff. I gave him a few opportunities to change up some pitches if he needed. He knew our pitchers like nobody else. Man, just a great kid to have behind the plate. And so we're going to miss them all. We truly will miss them all. And I look for a great day for them today.
Sure. So we've been talking with these coaches about, okay, you got your own guys here, but you're also now coaching guys that you've coached against or who have watched play. What's that been like here for the last
week? Yeah, it's pretty awesome, though, to get in the dugout with these kids and to see how they've competed against you, but to finally get to talk to them and see their personalities. It's been so much fun. Every year I do this, I get to shake their hands and wish them well at the next level, and it's a whole lot of fun to see the type of talent in this area. And when we started this long ago with Stan, that's kind of what it was all about, man, getting these kids together, having fun one last time and showing what they could do on the baseball field and having that fellowship. And I think it's something that they'll always remember and take with them. And hopefully on the next level we get to watch them perform and go, hey, man, I had just a small part of that kid's life. And so that's pretty awesome.
Every coach has said the same thing. Hey, man, you know, we want to come out here. We want to have fun. But
when
it's the fifth inning and it's 2-2, I mean, you're going to want to be scratching that run across
the
line.
You want to win. And listen, I know Joe Tuton is across the way, and he's a competitor, and I love it. I remember a few years back when he was actually on my side when we had the game a different way, and Coach Shane Trustclair was on the other side with us. And I think we actually intentionally walked one of the better hitters. I can't remember who it was. It might have been I wish I could remember the kid's name, but he was a phenomenal hitter, and we intentionally walked the kid. And
there you go.
That was some bickering back and forth, and I just remember that's kind of messed up what we just did, but it's pretty awesome that kind of, you know, mindset, wanting to win and what it's all about. But I don't think we'll do that today. I really don't think we'll do that today again. But it's just fun having that competitive spirit, knowing that, yes, we do want to win these games, and it does mean something. And if these kids that come here don't want to win, then something's wrong. But I think the kids that are here really understand it, and they want to have fun, but they want to win. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Big senior class. It means that you got some holes to fill in your 1-9. Talk about some of those younger players coming back.
I'll tell you what, I'm excited. We have to fill a whole outfield. You know, we lose three outfielders that can fly, but we replace them with some athletes that can simply play baseball.
Yeah.
We have a Connor Richard kid who will be a senior who's had the opportunity to step in, who's just been our guy in the dugout. He's been our pinch runner, but this year he's been a kid that has been phenomenal. Like the guy in the dugout that's getting everybody up and to see
his
passion. That's the kind of kid you want on your team. We have a Gautreaux kid who also can play out there, and he's a kid that will go get everything for you, and he'll play hard as you can for you. We got a Brandon Vickner, a Vickner kid that from the left side that I feel like will be in the beginning of our lineup. He's a lefty, and listen, he's a kid that's just a straight athlete. He's on the football field. He's shown this past spring that he can take it to the house, and he's almost I'm not gonna say he's a Brandon LeJean. He's a zero, but he's right there with Brandon at his age. We got another kid named Brandon Boudreaux who's an outfielder, and he's also a pitcher, and he's a kid that will compete out there, and he's a special kid, and I'm really looking forward to seeing those kids compete for those spots. Behind the plate, you know, we're losing Jack. That's the only other position we're losing. Jack Meyer, of course, leaving us as a senior. We got a kid, Dominique Archilla, who's going to be a sophomore. He's a great defensive catcher right now. He's got some work to do swinging from the left side. And then we got another kid working in, Braden Walters, who's actually going to be one of our guys in the rotation on the mound. But he's also going to work this summer with the Hogs behind the plate and push Archilla. And both of those guys will be competing for that position. And again, everything's open. I told these kids going into summertime, hey, you got so many teams that you're going to play for, also with small plan, and go compete. You know, the positions will be open for you in the fall when we get back to workouts. When we get back in the fall, we start doing our 401 stuff and getting into January. Hey, the guy that's working the hardest, the guy that's getting it done, will be the guy that's going to win those positions. And I can't wait. I look forward to it. You know, we got Devin DeSandro coming back as ace, of course, of our staff his senior year.
Sure.
And, man, what he's done for us has been truly remarkable. I think his ERA was a .13 this year, absolutely
gracious.
Unbelievable. You know, a .13. I don't know if I've ever coached a kid with that kind of those kinds of numbers. And
so, what did he allow one run all season?
Yeah, and listen, it's absolutely. He's just an absolute bulldog on the mound.
Sure.
And I'm waiting for a college to pick him up. I know he's had some talks and some offers. I know Nichols Southeastern's talked to him. I know UL has in the past. And, man, I can't wait to see him commit, because he's a kid that's going to go somewhere and be special on the mound. And hey, we got a lot of kids like that. You know, we got Parker Cadu as a shortstop coming back. He's already committed to Nichols State. And he's a kid that controls the infield and he does special things out there for us. And he keeps the game in check for us in the middle. And so I can't wait. I look so forward to it. I'm already itching to get the 2020 season. We've already talked about the schedule and try to get some bigger names coming into town. Try to get St. Thomas more to town. And I talked to Coach G. Hopefully the first weekend series, we'll play a three-game series against Vanderbilt.
That's awesome.
Since we're moving out of district.
Yeah.
We'll have Lutcher and those guys in our district, but we lose that rivalry district game. So what we'll do with Vanderbilt is try to plug them in the beginning of the season and have a three-game set, and hey, they're going to be good. We know the Hamlin kids coming back. We know they're going to be well-coached, and it'll be a fun series to start it off, and I'm already looking forward to it. So,
well, brother, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, sir. That is Coach David Constant with EDY giving us a rundown of some things we could expect from the Cardinals today. Here, we're live at Southland Field as the TGMC Community Sports Institute All-Star Game. You're listening to The Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we'll have Chandler Guitros of South Lafourche High School. You're listening to ESPN 100.3 Radio.
Rock you. Buddy, it's time to have fun, so come on in. Come on in and win. It's magic.
Cash magic.
Come and feel the magic.
Cash magic.
Where winners play both night and day. Cash magic.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic Casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic Casinos always have the newest games.
The service is just great.
It's a very friendly place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
Come have some fun. Let us make you a VIP with our fast and friendly service. It's the Cash Magic difference. Video poker at its best. Come feel the magic today at one of our 7 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP, Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
Oh, yeah. Looking for that new car, truck, or SUV? Well, look no further than Golden Motors, your only local Chevy Buick dealer. Golden has unbelievable deals going on right now. Get $11,500 off MSRP on a 2018 Chevy Silverado, or get a 2019 Chevy Silverado for only $29.9 plus TTNL. That's just a couple of examples of the deals going on right now at Golden Motors on the back road in Cutoff. Stock number CT27846 and 2019 stock number CT294888. See dealer for details.
On the Sporting Life, Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. It took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return to play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Follow us on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA.
And welcome back to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair here live from Southland Field, where, let's see, we're an hour and 40 minutes away from the first pitch between the LaFouche versus Terrebonne All-Stars. All-Star game brought to you by TGMC Community Sports Institute. We're joined now by Chandler Guitros of South LaFouche. And, Coach, we were talking to Coach Constant a minute ago, and he was talking about how very good our district was. And one of the teams he mentioned was that South LaFouche played good baseball again this year. So tell us about that. What were the Tarpons doing in this past year?
Yeah, man, we got off to a really hot start. Obviously, once we got to district, it was like a reality check, because it's every day you are playing a great baseball team that's well coached. The coaches in this district are unbelievable,
sure,
top to bottom, quality all around, every school. So it's just a challenge, and you really have to bring it every day. You come, I know Morgan City didn't have a great district record. We faced those guys, and they won, and we, a little lackadaisical, they took it to us. So that's you got to come to play every day in this district.
No doubt about it. And for South LaFouche, we are represented today by 3 players, Andrew Guidry, Jelby Sheremy, Noah Plaisance, battling that tough district with guys like Andrew Guidry, Jelby Sheremy, Noah Plaisance. Makes it a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, man. Our seniors were great, and a couple other guys, Marcus Mathurin, Jay Gouger, that aren't here today, they elected not to play. But this senior class, I know we really don't keep history books for baseball like we do for football, but I guarantee you over a 3-year span, this is probably the most wins in a 3-year span in South LaFouche history, and all those guys were a huge part of it. Something very special is going on right here. Like we were just talking before we got on the air, times are changing. It's not South LaFouche going out and getting, we expected to win every game we play. So it's a really fun time to be a part of it for players and especially as coaches, man. It's a blast to come to work every day.
Brock Danos and I were talking about this at alumni softball last night, is that this was the first time South LaFouche baseball has made the playoffs 3 straight years in consecutive years. So that speaks to that. This next senior group coming in, they're not going to have known anything but going to the playoffs. That's the first time in school history that ever could be said.
That's right. And a lot of people talking split, non-split. Every one of those years we'd have been in the playoffs, mm-hmm, regardless of a split or not. So there really is no asterisk by it. This is legitimately something our kids have earned and that our program has earned. And like you said, man, expectations are changing. We expect to be in the playoffs. We expect to play at home. and especially with the team that's bringing a lot of guys back, six guys that started in that home playoff game last year, we expect to get past that first round.
Sure. Now, you're going to be running the summer side of things this coming season. What are some goals we have here in the summer baseball program? What are we trying to get accomplished?
Our goals, especially, we need to break in a new catcher. I feel like we've had senior leadership and an older guy playing that position the last couple of years. I know probably since Jake Gallagher, Jacob Danos, and Davin Richu split time in 2016, I believe. Other than that, we've always had an older catcher. This year, we're going to take a good look at Hunter Conley, breaking him in. He was a freshman last year, and a lot of people wonder why we threw freshmen into big situations in a pinch hit at bat. You know, a guy that's not an everyday guy coming in on a pinch hit at bat. It's because that guy could really swing it, man. Sure. He's one of our better bats on the team. Pitching-wise, it's to figure out what we have. I don't plan on throwing anyone more than two innings at a time in a game. Coach Rav and I are in agreement with this. Two summers ago when I was in charge and last year when he was in charge, we've always not worried about the win-loss record.
Sure.
And that's frustrating for, you know, I'm sure it's frustrating for parents, fans to watch, you know. But that quarterfinal team a couple of years ago, we tried different lineups every day, threw different guys in. We went 5-5 over the summer, which is very mediocre. And that team went on to win 28 games. Last year, we weren't even competitive in the summer, and we went on to make a 16-win season playoff run. So I think there is a method to our madness. It works. And we're going to trust our process of finding our guys.
So what's it been like, man, to coach some guys who you have coached against here in the last week or so, and then also to be juggling that along with football practices? Man, it's been a busy week for Chandler Gietro's, hasn't it?
Yeah, man, and actually I hadn't been able to make one of our all-star practices yet, so I'm going to be meeting some of these guys for the first time today. Finished up my football coaching duties on Wednesday, and now it's on to baseball. So I'm really looking forward to today, man. This is a great opportunity to meet a lot of guys that you've competed against, and I've coached with this team throughout these guys' high school years. So I've been seeing a lot of familiar faces from the freshman level all the way through their senior season.
During the broadcast throughout the season, Coach and I would talk a lot about Jelby Sheremy. We would talk a lot about Noah Playazon, sort of your ace and then sort of like the guy who developed into your closer. Tell me about Andrew Gidger, because I was mentioning this the other day talking to a buddy of mine. Without him in center field making, you know, difficult plays look routine throughout the year, he saved us a bunch of runs, didn't he? And I feel like he was an unsung hero in this club.
He was, man. And at the beginning of the year, we were trying to find roles for guys, and we had Andrew start a couple of games in right field getting pinch hit for, and then Coach Rav, myself, Coach Chasson looked at each other. We were playing in Mike Miley Park, I believe, against St. Martin's, and we said, Andrew Gidger might be our best outfielder. Let's give him a shot in center field, and that paid off. We gave him that role, and he never gave it up, man. He was outstanding for us, and especially filling in the shoes of Austin Cantrell, who probably is the best defensive outfielder in our school's history. He just did a tremendous job. And, man, talk about a great kid, composite academic All-State. You couldn't wish success on a better young man than Andrew Gidger.
You guys played some freshmen this past year. You were talking about Hunter Conley a minute ago, Darren Duce, Deuce Jeremy. You guys had a lot of younger players filling out some spots on the varsity roster. But from what I understand, there are also some other guys who didn't quite see some of that varsity time that are waiting to take that leap. Looks like it's going to be a bright couple of years for Tarpon baseball, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And especially a lot of our guys, you look at them, you can tell they need a little time in the weight room, a little time to develop. But, I mean, you watch these guys play, and it's unbelievable. They steamrolled through the freshman schedule. I believe E.D. White, Central Lafourche gave them some competitive games. But other than that, man, those guys are really rolling. And it was 15 kids on that freshman team. The best three were playing varsity with us.
Sure.
And another fourth guy that'd be in that crew was hurt all year. You know, so it's it'd be fun trying to keep 18 kids happy for the next four years, getting in there playing time.
Coach Rav told me that this past year's schedule was a little bit lighter because he knew you guys lost a bunch. This coming year's schedule, 2020, is going to be a little bit heavier because you got a little more coming back. Talk about that challenge of, you know, stepping up in class, so to speak, and playing some a lot of playoff teams in non-district play.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about. It's about getting power points. We feel like we're confident enough that we're going to win our fair share of games. You know, against these teams, it's not so much about having a, you know, huge advantage in your win-loss record. It's about getting those PowerPoint games and really just, you know, I think we got a little, I'll say we played in a competitive district, but whenever we played Karen Crow, that was really a wake-up call for us, this first round of the playoffs. And it's getting more games at the playoff atmosphere, because going into district, you always, okay, there's a schedule we play every year. But especially we're getting into that Cecilia tournament. If we play a team like Cecilia, who was perennial, hosting home playoff games, man, that playoff atmosphere is just going to go a long way for us and help us when we get to the back stretch of the season.
Big ball game here today, and then I know it's also a big weekend to be a South Lafourche graduate of any time, as we got the alumni tournament down in La Rose. Sounds like it's a pretty doggone good weekend to be a Tarpon, huh?
Yeah, man. And last night, I think we might have had to make about 4 or 5 trips to the store because supplies weren't lasting. You know,
it was packed, man.
It was packed. And, man, anybody listening in the community, if you can't make it to home at the Southland Field to watch our All-Star game today, definitely go grab some dinner, grab some drinks, and go have a great time at the alumni softball tournament. It's a great fundraiser. You know, it really is like a class reunion that we get to have every year, and it's an awesome thing. People are looking forward to it. It has gotten a lot more competitive on the softball side the last couple of years. People are taking it a little bit more seriously than they used to. But whether you're there to play serious ball or just come out and have a good time, man, it's a great community event. No trouble last night, man. Just an awesome time for our community. Come help our kids out, help our school out.
You guys, you were in a rare situation last night, is that you were playing against guys who you had coached last year, that big playoff team, and they put it on you.
Yeah, that was a bad draw.
What happened, man?
Ryan, Pete, you didn't do us any favors with that bracket, man. Because I tell you what, whenever you take the best baseball team in South Lafourche history and then add Corbin Island and Jeremy Rogers to it, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
it's not even fair. They actually have a shot to win this year as first-year players, which ain't that don't happen too often.
I was watching them run the bases, and, you know, I'm 2005. We're 30, 31, 32 years old. For us, it's a bit of a grind to run around the bases.
Yeah.
For them, it's not.
No, man. You talk about just to start the lineup, first three, Jacob Danos, Jack Blanchard, and Jeremy Rogers. Jesus. And then with Casey Gidry coming in behind him to drive them all in. Man, that's going to be a great group to watch softball for the next few years.
No doubt about it, brother. So thank you so much for the time. Have fun today, and great job this year, brother.
All right, Casey. Thank y'all for everything that y'all do, man.
Yes, sir. That is Chandler Gietros with South Lafourche High School doing a good job as always. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to have Simon Bado of Central Lafourche to give us a rundown of some things the Trojans did in the past year. And also, he's going to tell us about some of the young men he has playing in this ballgame today. You're listening to The Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne and General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3 right now. You got me running, going out of my mind. You got me thinking that I'm wasting my time. Don't bring me down.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs, from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
And Wingo.
On the positive side for Kevin Durant, he has usually been pretty open and talks to the media a lot. I get it. Here's what rubbed me the wrong way is how you're telling these guys to grow up. What was part of that? I just wanted to go to the gym, play ball, and go home. You guys need to grow up with all this. Kevin. I mean, that's a tough call to be throwing darts at people about growing up when you're getting into it on Twitter on a burner account because people don't like the way you play or the decisions you make. You may want to rethink that one. I will continue to go back to the Jim Harbaugh answer at Michigan every time he's asked about, hey, this NFL team wants you, that NFL team wants you. I'm only going to talk about the job I have. And that's it. Kevin Durant. Free agency is in July. I'll worry about it then. Right now, I'm 100% with Golden State. That's it. That can get monotonous and difficult. I get it, but you have to deal with the media, so you have to find a way to get through it. But, man, the whole thing with the burner account and him telling other people to grow up, that just one kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Golic and Wingo. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call a local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminix is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Megan here with Vision Communications. Have you checked out Vision's Lightwave TV yet? With Lightwave TV, you get a more modern interactive program guide, better search features, true multi-room DVR, access to new channels, and so much more. Upgrade to Lightwave TV today and pay only $65 a month. That's only $65 a month and includes two set-top boxes and DVR service. Call today for offer details and to learn more about Lightwave TV. A better way to watch. From Vision Communications, bringing you a better vision.
From the preps to the pros, we cover it all. ESPN New Orleans.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We have had five coaches on so far in the show. Let's add a six to that mix. Let's go Simon Bardo of Central Lafourche. Coach Bardo, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How's it going? Good,
doing fine, buddy. It's always an exciting time when you get a chance to see these young men play one more time, represent their school. Give us a rundown of some things we could expect to see today from the Lafourche Parish All-Stars.
Well, we practiced all week, and, we got 14 guys on the team, and 10 consistently showed the practice. We had a couple of guys from EDY that had some things going on.
Sure.
Which is totally cool, but they also graduated last night.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Hopefully they're ready to go today. I know that one of them, Coach Constant at EDY, had sent me a message yesterday. Thomas Magui, I think he pulled a groin a little bit in a football workout, so I don't know if he's going to be able to see any action today, but he'll be out here. We got a bunch of pitchers on the team and multiple position guys, so they're going to move around throughout the game, and hopefully we make it a good competitive game. And the rain stayed away from us, so
you better knock on something here.
I just looked; we got 0%. I think for the rest of the day, just overcast, but cool it down a little bit.
Absolutely, brother. Now, for Central Lafourche this year, it was a little bit of a struggle compared to what you guys are used to. But I'm told you guys were battling some youth and some inexperience. Talk about the way the season went for your club.
It definitely didn't pan out the way we saw it. Prior to the season, I knew that it would be. Not a struggle, but just, we're rebuilding and all that. We graduated 10 seniors last year,
sure.
And it was definitely – it's always a huge difference in your program from year to year. But, this year the seniors and juniors that – the majority of the seniors and juniors that play, they did contribute to a lot of our success last year. So I really didn't anticipate it to be that much of a struggle. It kind of is what it is, as much as I hate saying that. We started out the season and – we were 4-2, and then Mardi Gras break hit, and it's not like we went party for Mardi Gras. We practiced every day. It was freezing cold, wet, and we practiced every day, worked hard, and we lost four games in the seventh inning at a Central Catholic tournament at Amelia, and that's how we ended the Mardi Gras week. And literally from that point, I think we went on a 10-game losing streak, and I mean, 9 of those 10 games, we were winning in the seventh inning by one or more.
My goodness.
And we couldn't close it out. And I think it kind of plagued us for a little while. And, we get a win in district against Terrebonne, and things are looking good. And then, we turn around and we couldn't keep the change, we couldn't hold on to it for long. So it was rough. It really was. And we had a rough time on the mound and it's some part of the game in every game failed us. And, it was a lesson learned, and I think that we'll all become better for it this summer. We've been working real hard the last few weeks just trying to get pitchers back on track and bring back the Trojan pride,
Well, that goes along with the next question I was going to ask you is that this is not a district to be trying to figure things out in because they've got a lot of really tough clubs.
Well, that's it. In our district, we have – 2-3 teams that are consistently in the top 10 in 5A. Mm-hmm. And, for us to win the games that we won last year was, it was a real treat,
sure.
I guess. By the time district rolls around, like you said, you have to know what's going on. And, you know, that's our goal for the summer in Swampland. It doesn't matter who we play, where we play, or whatever it is. As long as we get the games in and we can figure out who's a starter, who's a middle reliever, you know, who can get loose in six pitches and then get on the mound and throw strikes, who needs 25 minutes in a bullpen, things like that. Those questions are going to be answered over the summer, and you know, hopefully we can start the season off, you know, more ready to go next year, and we're looking forward to it.
So tell me about Jacob Barker, Cameron Labatt, and let's see, Joseph Brulette. Tell me about those three gentlemen.
Well, they certainly, all three of them, you know, played last year. Cameron, you know, he's our starting shortstop and a pitcher. He moved around from last year and even this year, having to play third when our third baseman, Logan Wilcox, pitched. You know, Cameron filled in that hole, and you know, he's a great all-around player. He actually just signed with a university in North Carolina, in Fayetteville.
Nice, man.
So he's excited. He's you know, it's a pretty lonely place, because I graduated high school and had no idea where I was going to go play baseball. I just knew that I had more baseball left.
Yeah.
And he was kind of similar situation. Finished the season, you know, he's out of school, unsigned, and it's very very humbling feeling.
Yeah, man.
So it's exciting for him. He deserves it. He's a great player. Joseph Brulette, he signed with Arkansas Monticello a few weeks ago, and I know he's excited. He worked really hard. He plays baseball year round. Doesn't play any other sports at our school, and you know, so this year he really, actually last year and this year combined, he really you know, went the extra mile. Because I remember last year at the end of the season, I was changing the oil in the lawnmower, and he's walking by, and he asked me, you know, what I got to do to play after high school. And we talked for a while about, you know, his off-season training mindset, and then, you know, what he needs to be ready, you know, be a leader, be a captain. And he was definitely, regardless of the score of any games, regardless of our record or anything, nothing got to him. He, you know, he worked all year long, off season and on season, and that's very deserving for him. And we wish him a lot of luck. And then Jacob Barker, you know, Jacob, he's a three-sport athlete at our school. He's a tremendous athlete, tremendous student in the classroom. He got $43,000 scholarship money
goodness.
To go to Nichols. So, you know, we're proud of him for sure. He was our quarterback for the last 2 years, and he played basketball as well, but he, you know, starting quarterback job his junior year, gave up basketball, and then you know, focused on baseball when football ended. And he was a big part of the football team's success, and you know, he's one of our best defensive players. He's a center fielder, and he's the guy that, you know, he's not looking to the left or right fielder if they're going to catch that ball. You know, he's coming to get it. So, you know, they're ready to go today, so hopefully we see a lot out of them.
We've had a bunch of coaches on throughout the show, and they all have sort of said the same thing, is that, yeah, this is a fun game, it's a showcase, it's an exhibition, but in the late innings, we want to win this doggone thing. Talk about how that competitive side sort of takes
Absolutely.
Over.
I think 2 years ago, I can't remember now, I think we've been doing this for quite a while. Last year, for sure, we didn't have that good of a showing.
11-0 last year.
11-0 last year, and, you know, we just struggled all around, and first thing I told the guys whenever we met at our field for practice, I said, you know, hey, look, guys, it's supposed to be a fun but competitive game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's Lafourche versus Terrebonne. And yeah, I'm from Terrebonne, but I coach and teach in Lafourche. And, you know, I want Lafourche to win.
Sure.
That's where I'm at. And, you know, like, regardless of the score or whatever happens, you know, we just want to compete to the best of our ability. It's an all-star game. It's not a you know, participation award game. And so just trying to bring that spirit to them. And everybody was pretty intense, pretty excited. And I know that we'll do the best that we can to, like you said, in the end, we want to win. You know?
Sure.
So, well, hopefully we can prevail.
So I could give you some insider information. I'm being told that Sage Pellegrin is throwing the first pitch for the Terrebonne team. Who is throwing the first pitch for the Lafourche team?
honestly, that is a
TBD.
That, yes, absolutely. To be determined, absolutely. We like I said, a bunch of these guys, we do have some pitcher-only guys.
Sure.
And but, you know, a bunch of them play in random positions. So, you know, I sat down a little while yesterday to try to make a lineup and, like, my rotations through the innings. And I stopped after, you know, 5 minutes because it's not an easy decision. I try to divvy it out to where, you know, a pitcher only if he pitches the first three innings, let's say, and then for six he's doing, you know, not a whole bunch.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to kind of mix it up a little bit. We'll see. We almost everybody on the team can throw.
But folks, we tried. You're going to have to wait until 2 o'clock. Thank you, Coach Botto, for the time.
No problem. Thank you.
Yes, sir. That is Simon Botto with Central Lafourche High School, doing a good job as always. Let's go ahead and take another commercial break. When we get back, we're going to get Stan back to the desk to talk about some things we should expect to see here today. We're at Southland Field. It's the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We're having a wonderful morning and afternoon. We hope you guys are doing the same here on ESPN 100.3 Radio.
I was up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed the
day. Listen up. Do you have an old mobile home? Get $10,000 for it in trade equity. Trade it. Remove it. Replace it. HOMA's best program. Call 985-872-2850 if that old trailer house has got to go. Only at HOMA's Clayton Homes. Remember, HOMA's best trade-in program. Call now, 985-872-2850, or check them out on Facebook. So get rid of that old mobile home and get $10,000 for it. Homeless, Clayton Homes.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colonies. Call the local team at Terminex of HOMA for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Come into Firehouse Subs and try the brisket sub, piled high with brisket that smoked 16 hours and sliced to perfection and topped with cheddar cheese and sweet Davy Ray's barbecue sauce. Or try the new Cajun chicken sub, full of flavor and only around for a limited time. Firehouse Subs slices their meat daily in-house to provide the freshest quality product. Go to FirehouseSubs.com or download the Firehouse Subs app and use our online ordering. Give Firehouse Subs in HOMA or Thibodeau a call for all of your catering needs.
Firehouse Subs wants to wish the Nichols State Baseball Team the best of luck this season.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ. Smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station, ESPN, New Orleans.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to grow, Neanderthals developed tools.
You're listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We're live here at Southland Field, where we'll be playing baseball. First pitch about an hour and 15 minutes away. For the TGMC Community Sports Institute All-Star Game, Lafourche All-Stars versus Terrebonne All-Stars. And Stan, we have had three coaches from each side, six coaches total. We've sort of gotten a rundown of the game plan on each side. We've learned during the course of the broadcast that Sage Pellegrin will throw the first pitch for the Terrebonne All-Stars.
You know more than me, Casey. I got to tell you, I didn't realize that.
Simon Botto in the last segment said, I don't know who's throwing the first pitch for the Lafourche All-Stars. And one thing that each coach said is that, hey, this is an exhibition game. We're trying to have fun. But in the fourth, fifth, sixth innings, we're trying to win this doggone thing
as well.
The competitive juices are going to take over.
You see that start to happen in this game every year, where at the beginning it's really laid back, and then all of a sudden you could see the school board watching start probably in about the fifth inning and like, what do I have to do? And I've had a coach tell me after a game one time, he started – a kid who was the best pitcher in our area, won All-State honors and such, and he started him, and he said, man, I actually thought about bringing him back in at the end of a game to finish off the game. So, yeah, they do get a little competitive.
Coach Constant was telling me earlier in the show, and I was laughing my tail off as he was telling me this. He said one year they intentionally walked the batter late in the late innings, and he said, man, the other dugout started barking at him and said, man, that's awesome.
The coaches want me to say this every year. If the media asks me anything after the game, they want me to say this. They do never, ever give the bunt signal in this All-Star game. So if a kid bunted, he bunted on his own.
Bunt for a hit.
And I guess their reason is obviously they don't want parents to think, oh, my goodness, that kid came playing an All-Star game, and we put him up there three times, and he bunted all three times. So that being said, if you're listening to the game later today, folks, realize if a kid bunts, he's doing it on his own, and he's trying to get a base hit out of it.
Throughout the 2 hours here at the Sports Corner, that wind has been swirling and whipping, and every coach has sort of told me it's coming out of a different direction. Because as we talked about early in the show, it's kind of swirling around. Not an easy day to be an outfielder today.
No. And you know what? I think, and I'm going out on a limb and saying this, I think we're going to have a low scoring one today. And the reason is because usually when you get the feeling of the weather the way it is today, it's pretty much a pitcher's game where you're not going to get a lot of balls out of here. I know people are saying, well, wait a minute, you just said there's a lot of wind. But as we sit right now, it's kind of back in our face, and we're located behind home plate. So that being the case, it may be kind of tough to get balls that are going to travel any distance. If you hit one out in right field today, the way the wind is right now, you're really going to have to get a hold of it.
Yeah, you're going to have had to tattoo that baseball. There's no doubt about that. And I think one of the prevailing themes here throughout the six coaches that we've had on during the show is that the fact that we have, what is it, probably about 35, 40 kids playing today combined on both sides. And if you look at the kids, you know, these are guys who are decorated players, have done wonderful things for their program. And the same thing that every coach has said is, man, this sport has grown so much here locally in the last several years. And there are even a handful of guys who were eligible to play that, you know, maybe were not allowed to or chose not to. This area is loaded with talent, and this is going to be a showcase of that talent today.
I would agree with that. And the Terrebonne Parish team actually is a little proof of that. You don't want to leave anybody off. But obviously you have to set limits on the roster, and I realize there are more kids on the Terrebonne Parish team simply because there's more high schools in the area, and we didn't want to limit some of the kids. That being said, it's because there is a talent level. You know, when we first started this in 2009, we had some really terrific players, but I think it was about 3 years later, maybe around 11 or 12, we were a little disappointed because it was a quote-unquote all-star game. But quite honestly, the senior cycle was low that year. So you had kids who were not starters at their school actually playing in a quote-unquote all-star game. That's not the case anymore. As a matter of fact, opening ceremonies, which are about 11:45, 11:50, we give each of the kids a gift in the game today. And when we call them out, we say how they are decorated. Like if the kid was an obviously all-state, but if he was an all-district player and things. Well, you're going to hear that for just about every kid who's in this. They all have some kind of accolade that is attached to their name. And we're certainly very proud of that. A lot of kids already, you know, on our program, we put the kids who signed to play at the next level. Well, obviously, we didn't put 2019 because you got some kids who still may do just that. But to this point, we still have I think it was 8 or 9 so far. A few to Eureka College in Illinois, which is absolutely great. Of course, a few to Nicholls State University. But Delgado, Nunez, which is an up-and-coming community college in our area. So it's really fun to have a lot of these kids involved with different schools in the area.
And 9 coaches involved, which means that's 9 teachers, dads, you know, husbands, whatever it may be, choosing to say, hey, I want to spend my Saturday coaching these kids. That's awesome.
Well, I'm going to throw these 2 guys' names out. You spoke to them just recently, and that would be David Constant and Simon Battle. They both have newborns within, you know, 8 months.
Coach Chandler Gutros as well.
Oh, did. Yeah. And I didn't know that about Chandler. And that's all of the LaFouche Parish coaches. They're here today with newborn children. And that's something. I know South LaFouche High School and South Terrebonne High School have a big alumni day today. So they're kind of given a little time to get away from that. If we had the perfect time to throw this thing, Casey, we would do it. because of the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and because of these kids graduating high school, it's kind of tough. So we do it today or we don't do it at all, and the kids want to do it. We mentioned that, and, of course, we don't see the kids yet from Vanderbilt here. They're going to be strolling in a little while because they graduated this morning. CCA graduated an hour earlier than what Vanderbilt did, so we see the CCA kids starting to stroll in. So we're really happy that everybody is so ecstatic about the game.
It takes an army to put on something like this. I know you probably got a handful of attaboys you'd like to shout out here in the couple of minutes we have left.
I appreciate that very much. Actually, here early this morning helping out, we had Tony Martinez, who is a friend to this game since its inception 11 years ago. Brett Chasson, who's out there actually right now putting up some tents so people could stay out of the sun. We have Mike Fake from the TGMC Foundation, who does a great job always helping every year. Bobby Arsenault, who is the reason we got started at this field back in the day when he was with Rec 2-3. He's here. He's helping out today. The good folks at Recreation District 2-3, Brock Landry, who runs the field here. Joe Tutone, who has a lot to do with that board. We got to thank those guys. And Caddy Stratman is the head of the TGMC Foundation. So each of these guys today gets a nice tumbler. It's got the engraved logo of the Community Sports Institute All-Star Game. They get a tumbler. They get their jersey. And obviously that has to be paid for, so we appreciate that. I'll even go a little bit further. Bob Browning from the Thibodaux-Houma Umpires Association really just charges us a minimal fee to do this because he knows it's for the kids in the area. So today we'll have, and I'll go ahead and shout it out, Henry Burr is going to be here along with Emery. I think it's John Emery. I'm not, or maybe I'm thinking of the kid who's playing at LSU.
Yeah.
But everybody knows Emery. Emery comes out here and helps out. So they'll be umpiring the game. So, again, we look really forward to this game starting at 2 o'clock if the weather is with us.
And a little self-promotion here. This game's going to be on YouTube, ESPN1003.com. And the best part of our YouTube broadcast is that, and it's also Joe's telling, it's going to be on KLEB. The best part of the broadcast is that you could go back and you could watch it forever. You know, these kids will, 10 years from now, be able to, you know, maybe even show the game to their own children someday, watch the old dad play in the senior All-Star game.
And I'm glad you said that because I have to thank, I forgot somebody, Steve Barber, and along with Francis Labatt, who are actually both track coaches at South Terrebonne. Their sons played in this in 2009. They have come every year and worked in the press box, taking score, and that's what they're going to do again this year. I'm going to have Steve make sure to announce periodically during the game that the kids could go back and they can watch this. And such a treat to have you and Truck here to take care of all of the kids in the area, as y'all have done in many past years. But it's a pleasure to have you here with us.
Absolutely, my friend. It's a pleasure to be here. Now, I guess very, very quickly here, we could talk a little bit of sports here while we got about 2-3 minutes or so. If I was willing to brag when he did well, I got to be willing to take the crow when he doesn't do well. My man Tiger Woods didn't do very well this week.
No, but he had a rough week.
You know,
if you go back to obviously he owns a place there in South Florida, and there was little ramifications of them just having a party, and he's being implicated of doing something that, listen, I don't condone it, obviously, but in the big scheme of things, he was just trying to take care of his workforce there.
Yeah.
And I feel kind of bad for him on this one. But I'd imagine that was in the back of his mind trying to do this. And if anybody knows anything about golf, you better be on your mental game. And I don't know that he was. So, yeah. But, boy, I got to tell you, when you asked me about Brooks Koepka, or you actually asked when it was the Masters who I thought might be one of the guys to look out for, and I said Brooks Koepka, even when I said that then, I'm sitting here now going, oh my God, what does this guy do for major golf tournaments? I'm not sure. He must be really mentally tough.
Well, the question I asked myself is, what does he do for the non-majors? Because it doesn't feel like he wins anything.
I don't get it. Well, and Tiger didn't play in a lot of tournaments, throughout the year and kind of geared up for those. Brooks Koepka does, and it just doesn't equate. And all of a sudden, he's playing, at, Bethpage Black or whatever, and he's terrific.
And
I'm going, oh, my goodness. It's not a given that he's going to win it, but you don't see what he's doing very often. So, yeah, let's give him some credit in what he's doing. And watch out for Jordan Spieth. He's not running away. So it could be an interesting weekend.
We're going to get back to the house and watch that. But first, we've got some baseball that we've got to take care of here. We're going to go ahead and sign off for about 45 minutes or so. Then when the pregame festivities begin here, we'll be back on. We'll cover those things live for you on ESPN1003.com. The first pitch at 2 o'clock. Thanks to our coaches, Coach Joe Tuton, Coach Jamie Delahousse, Coach Corey Sullivan, David Constant, Chandler Guitros, and Simon Bido. Thanks to you, Stan, for the hospitality today. We're going to have a wonderful afternoon, but let's sign off for about 45 minutes or so. You've been listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We'll be back in a little more than a half hour or so on ESPN 100.3.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game.